This Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech podcast is made possible by Vision Store. Remember, all Vision Stores are open to the general public. You don't need to be a Vision Australia client to visit. Pop in any time to browse and shop the latest in assistive technology and more.
Hello everyone, welcome to Talking Tech, this edition available from April the 23rd, 2024. I'm Stephen Jolly, great to have you with us, listening maybe through Vision Australia Radio, associated stations of RPH Australia, or maybe the Community Radio Network. There is the podcast. If you haven't caught up with that yet, all you need to do is search for the two words Talking Tech, and Dana can all come, usually on a Tuesday afternoon, just after it's been produced. Another option is to ask your Siri device or smart speaker to play Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech Podcast. Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech Podcast. With me, someone who can explain all this tech stuff really well, Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. David, let's start with our product minute from the Vision Store of Vision Australia. There are lots of different ways to access content from the Vision Australia library these days, and one of them is through a very simple little device.
And when we say simple, we mean very, very simple to use. It's not complicated. You pick it up and you can use it. And what I'm talking about is a little audio player, which is called the Envoy, E-N-V-O-Y, Connect. The way it works is that if you're a member of the Vision Australia Library, and remember that the Vision Australia Library is open to anybody with a print disability. So you don't have to be just blind or low vision. If you've got a print disability, i.e. you might have a neurological condition, etc., then you can join the Vision Australia Library. And you can certainly, if you're not already, certainly give them a call via the main 1300 847 466 number and have a chat. The way the Envoy Connect player works with the library is actually fairly cool. So one way is you grab your Windows computer, so Windows 10 or Windows 11, you install an application from the Vision Australia Library called The Kiosk, and then you initially log in with your username and password, and then whatever you've got your bookshelf set to, such as, you know, automatic books coming online or any other content you've got up automatically, and we'll get to some other options in a tick, then as soon as you run the software the next time, it goes, okay, I've logged in, I've grabbed all your books for you, I'm going to download it to the player that you've got plugged in via the USB port. And you unplug it when it's finished because it tells you when it's done. And press one button to turn it on. Press the same button to start it playing. And off you go. So it really, really is straightforward. Or the other way is, let's say, for example, don't want to actually use a Windows computer, you can actually send your Envoy Connect to the Vision Australia Library. They can put more content on it for you and send it back. And the tip for some people is to have two players, because what you can do is you can have one player which has got your new current books on it, and then once you finish with the other player that's got your old books on it, you send it in. While that's waiting to get updated and sent back to you, you can enjoy content on your current player that you've got all the new books on. So it's a great way, considering that this thing only costs $84. So it is really worthwhile to grab a hold of this, particularly for people that want either simple access via a Windows computer, or they want to just be able to enjoy books, you know, turn it on, press play, adjust the volume, which is actually very, very loud, go to the previous and next chapter and not have to worry too much about all the whiz-bang features that other systems may have.
Physically, it sits in the palm of your hand.
It does. Literally, you've got a speaker, and then below that, you've basically got about six buttons. So play, pause, and on and off, a bookshelf, fast forward, rewind, and volume up and volume down. And the thing I love about this one, and besides the volume, and the fact that you can power it off USB to actually power it, it's got a little solar panel at the back of it. So you can use the free battery in the sky. You pop it on your kitchen bench or wherever you got the sun coming through, and hey presto, it'll do a good solid charge of your Envoy Connect within, I want to say around about 8 hours. So it really does work extremely nicely. And of course, you can plug a good old 3.5 mil headphone jack into it for your earphones if you want to do that as well.
The speaker itself is pretty good, but you, as you say, you can use the headphones as well.
That's right. And when we say loud, it's significantly loud. It's actually a really, really good volume. I can actually have it on my outdoor table under my entertainment, at the back of my house, and I can listen to it a good, 10 metres away. So that's the Envoy Connect from the Vision Australia Vision Store, which works with the Vision Australia Library.
Terrific. We're starting to see the presence of AI in our apps more and more. This is something from Honda.
Yep, and when we say Honda, we of course mean the Honda car company. And what they're doing, they're currently in conjunction with a couple of blindness organisations on the other side of the world. They're developing something called the Honda Scene Audio app, which is currently in beta. And what it's designed to do is to give you, through computer vision, what is happening around the car when you're traveling as a blind or low vision person. Because we know as a blind person, you jump in a car and all you can hear is just the car noises and the road surface and all that sort of stuff. So this tells you what's happening around you. It also has GPS information. So it also knows from your GPS location what, quote, should be around you. So what they're saying is, look, it's not just audio describing what's around you. It's also giving you GPS located type information. And the other thing it also gives you as well is, because you're traveling outside in the weather, it's also giving you the forecast, if it's cloudy or raining or a chance of rain, and so on. So it really does sound like one of these inclusive applications where it's really telling you what's happening in your environment, quote, in real time, and giving you a lot more information just besides, oh, look, your computer vision thing has just seen a tree. Well, big deal. But when it can describe the landscape in much greater detail, the cliffs, the ocean, all that sort of stuff, this is really going to bring alive traveling in a car. So I'm not too sure whether, when they say an app, that it's tied to the Honda entertainment system and just using the cameras in the car, or whether it's an app you can use on your smartphone. They didn't quite go into that detail in the article I read, but looks promising for the future.
One of the downsides of the new generation of vehicles, electric cars, etc., is they don't make any noise.
No, and that's actually quite dangerous for us, particularly if you've got low vision issues or you're completely blind, because these things don't make a noise. The only time an electric vehicle makes a noise is when the tire noise is on the road and you can hear it. Now, when they're at lower speeds, you can't hear the car even move under, say, 25 kilometres an hour. So what Vision Australia has been advocating and lobbying for the last 5 years is to get a sound in the car so that it generates a noise under 25 kilometres an hour. And the fancy name for it, or the abbreviation, is AVAS. So it stands for Acoustic Vehicle Audio System. One thing they did mention in the announcement, which Chris Edwards made last week, is it's not just a beep sound, because a beep sound, as we all know, is very hard to determine where it's coming from. Chris said in the article that I read, is that it actually makes an engine sound, which is much easier to locate. So that means when you've got an electric vehicle coming towards you in a car park, or it's coming up to a crossing with no traffic lights, or it's backing out of a driveway or doing all sorts of low speed things, you'll be able to hear it. And the really great thing, as Chris Edwards pointed out, and also in the article, was that the government's also extended this to hybrid vehicles, hydrogen vehicles, and trucks and buses, not just electric cars. So I think this is going to look bright, considering that over the next 25 years or so, we're going to see a lot more things on the road that are electric. And I think it's very promising, because I have been caught out quite a few times with electric vehicles. And as Chris points out, a number of us have had very near misses with electric vehicles purely because you can't hear them coming.
He's a good man, Chris. He leads the systemic advocacy group at Vision Australia. This issue is an example of the very kind of thing that he's quite concerned about and working on.
Exactly. No, and it's been fantastic that after 5 years of lobbying, we've got to where we are now. So I think Vision Australia needs to be congratulated, and so does the government, actually.
Apple Accessibility. May is always an interesting month, and there's a major event next week that we can tune into.
That's correct. And they seem to be getting an early for GARD. So GARD is the Global Accessibility Awareness Day, which I think from memory is in about May 20. So Apple's getting in a bit early. So what they've got is these called Apple Accessibility Events, Make It Yours. And they'll be overviewing accessibility to do with across the line for accessibility of all Apple products. So iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, etc. And what they've done quite nicely, and I think it's a great idea, the actual times are on May 1 to 8 and 9. And then during those days, they've got different times and also different ways of presenting it. So I think they've got a couple with closed captioning. They've got a couple with audio describing going on as well. So they're actually pre-done, pre-recordings, which I think is a fantastic way to do it. That seems to be the Apple way at the moment. They do these sort of keynotes or videos that are pre-done, so they can put all the accessibility stuff into it rather than being a live one. And I think it's a good idea, even though I'm a fairly good person on Apple accessibility. I've loved listening to this type of stuff because I always find out little things that I may have forgotten. So if you want to just have a little bit of refresher, it only takes an hour. Choose what time you like. Register on the link that I've got in the show notes. And hey presto, you can sit back and listen to it at your own time and at your own accessibility level. Great stuff.
More attention now to the BT Speak or Blazy Speak, the little device that we've been talking about in recent weeks, that braille-oriented one. There's a leather case that's going to be available soon.
That's right. There's a company called Turtleback overseas that's very famous for producing executive cases for quite a few different blindness-type products. And they've just announced via Blazy Technologies themselves, they got a case now for the BT Speak. So effectively what it does, it when it's closed, of course, it covers up the keys. It leaves the ports open, including, of course, where you plug it in via the USB port to power it. So it's really designed to sort of, you know, keep dust and other stuff out of the keys when the case is closed. Has a little magnetic toggle on the front, so it clips on quite nicely and stays there. So it's just to protect it, considering that this thing's, you know, in Australian dollars, it's worth about a couple of $1,000. It's always a good idea to try and keep your device bump-free, scratch-free, moisture-free, and all that sort of cool stuff. So have a look at that on the link. Now, if you go to the Blazy Technologies website, you may also see a promo on there to get a reduction off if you use a promo code. But I think that's only lasting for another 3 or 4 weeks as we go to air. So you certainly can go to the Turtleback link that I've got on the show notes. It's $148 US. Now, the promo code via the Blazy Technology site, if you want to use that promo code when you purchase from Turtleback, that takes it down to $92 US.
Is that available now or is it for pre-order?
No, it's for pre-order. I would probably suggest maybe towards the end of May.
They have pretty significant software updates every month or so now for the BT Speak, don't they?
They do, and I think this is going to be a regular thing for the moment while they sort of iron out a few little bugs, add a few more applications and features and documentation. The recent one was actually a good one because it actually included a voice memo application. It's a good, solid update that they've actually released voice memos, and they've got more applications to come as time goes on.
Tell us about the WeWalk.
So this is the, quote, smart cane, which uses an application off your smartphone that you can control the cane on what it does with sounds and stuff to do with GPS. The cane itself has one single sonar unit that points in front, detects objects right in front of you above your waist height. So it's another option to look at if you're looking for sonar-based canes such as the WeWalk, Ultra Cane or other sonar-based canes. But the WeWalk is the one that Vision Australia sells. And this new one is a version 2 of the previous one and certainly worthwhile having a listen to their webinar coming up on our time, the 26th of April. And it's probably going to be about 3 a.m. in the morning. So depending on how keen you are, have a listen.
Hopefully there'll be a recording available for later use
too. I hope so, yep.
Before we go, a reminder of where there are details of what we've been talking about in this and previous editions.
As always, you can check out my blog site, which is davidwoodbear.podbean.com.
davidwoodbear.podbean.com to write to the program.
You can write to me at Vision Australia where I work, which is david.woodbridge, how it sounds, at visionaustralia.org.
david.woodbridge@visionaustralia.org. This has been Talking Tech. With me has been Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. I'm Stephen Jolly. Take care. We'll talk more tech next week. See you.
This Vision Australia Radio Talking Tech podcast is made possible by Vision Store. Remember, all Vision Stores are open to the general public. You don't need to be a Vision Australia client to visit. Pop in anytime to browse and shop the latest in assistive technology and more.